Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, new town, new adventures. Be an instant expert with our City Guides picks. Plus, Google Voice for iPad. It's kind of, sort of cool. And CNN is free. All that plus Ron Richards on iPad Today. This episode of iPad Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And by Slingbox, which just turned your iPad into a television. Slingbox introduces their new iPad app just in time for the holidays. So now you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you take it. Check it out at Best Buy or slingbox.com/twit. And by Ford and voice-activated sync, featuring the true hands-free calling, turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, and more. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Woo! Welcome to iPad Today. I'm Sarah Lane.
And I'm Ron Richards.
Ron Richards!
Yes.
Now, I know you, but for anyone who doesn't know you, who are you and why are you sitting there?
Well, I'm probably most applicable to be sitting here because I'm one of the co-hosts of App Judgment on Revision 3.
Yeah, that's how I know
you.
Yes,
exactly. At revision3.com/appjudgment.
Right.
Where we review mobile apps on the iPhone, Android, iPad, all that sort of stuff.
So the iPad stuff is familiar with you, but App Judgment is more of a cross-platform apps for everybody kind of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I started on App Judgment doing Android stuff because I was the Android guy when we started the show. But
Yeah. When
the iPad came out, got a hold on one and did a couple iPad reviews and now all in it, loving it.
You know, it's interesting because I know that you're an Android guy because we're friends.
Sure, and correct, yes. We socialize outside of the studio.
That's right. And we talk about these sorts of things. And when I heard that you were interested in joining me for an iPad show, I thought, when did this happen?
Well, it's a lot like baseball, like how I'm a Mets fan, but I don't hate the Yankees. So
right.
I'm an Android guy, but I don't hate Apple. I mean, like, there's a lot of that whole, oh, screw iOS and stuff like that, but it's cool. I use it. It's sexy.
They're different.
You know? Yeah, they're different. Exactly. I haven't found an Android tablet yet that is as functional as the iPad yet.
Right.
So, I mean, I'll gladly use it when that time comes around. But for now, the iPad's pretty cool. I can't deny it's cool. It's cool.
I think you're probably onto something. I have an iPhone. Well, I have two iPhones, but I mean, I have an iPhone and an iPad, and my iPhone has kind of just become the little version of my iPad where I can make phone calls also. If I'm lucky, AT&T will be working. But it's probably almost best to have an Android phone and then the iPad because then you get the best of both worlds.
That's how I approach it. I mean, you know, like the number of apps that are across on both platforms, and I'm always curious to see how they are different for Android or different for iOS or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but the number of apps across both platforms these days are getting more and more common.
Right.
But then every now and then there's one, and there's a couple, you know, that we'll talk about today that I can't do on Android right now. And there's nothing, you know, I got to admit, the first time I came home with that iPad and sat on the couch and just tinkered around while I was watching TV, I was hooked. So
Yeah, so. It's hookable.
Yes, it is.
As anyone who watches the show knows. And, you know, actually we have a lot of folks who watch iPad Today that don't actually have iPads.
Oh.
Maybe they have iPhones or maybe they're just interested and they like to know what we're up to or they're thinking about getting one or they hate the show and we just help
their time
fuel their
fun of
fire.
You.
They have all sorts of reasons people watch the show, but for the most part, it's because they're iPad lovers as we are. So we'll just get right into our theme this week. Ron, I know that you're new to the show, so I'll just explain it to you that each week, Leo and I will try to put together a group of apps that are similar, that do they have their strengths, but they're kind of in one particular theme. So this week, since I just got back from Paris the other day.
You did, and you look great.
Thank you. I feel great.
Paris is good to you.
It was 10 pounds good to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good trip. That's a sign of a good trip.
I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating, but I definitely came back with a little brie on my sides.
And nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Some wine.
You can't go to Paris and not participate
in
the baguettes and the desserts.
Really, I love to travel. I mean, you know, I'm a big traveler. I love to travel.
Absolutely.
Hit as many cities as I can. A whole big part of it is eating. You gotta take in. I also do another podcast on the side called A Taste of Comics.
This I don't even know.
Yeah, you didn't even know about this one, but it's whole other thing. But we talk about food in different cities and restaurants and dining and stuff.
Which
like
the
that.
Comics have to do with it.
Because it's all comics professionals. So it's like an editor from Marvel and
great.
An editor from an independent comic called Top
I
Cast,
should start like listening to that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Because... it comes out sporadically, but we're going to record one next week before the holidays. But yeah, but it's about the love of food and traveling.
Well,
and
so
like
you
that.
Know
yeah.
all about this. Yeah, so yeah. City Guy, you know, what I noticed when I was abroad, and this has happened before in the past, but this was my Parisian trip was the first time I had been out of the country with my iPad.
Yep.
And because I didn't have one when I was in Japan earlier this year because they came out while we were actually gone, which was very upsetting for everybody. but I used it a lot because, you know, it's overwhelming. You get into a place and you think, oh, I just want to know what would be easy and cheap around sure. here. And I don't know how
so
to ask anybody.
Did you carry it with you, like in the streets of Paris? You were there?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It depended on what bag I was using sure. because certain bags don't work with the iPad very well. But I definitely did start to lean on a few apps more than others. So we'll go ahead. And the first one that I want to talk about is, this is actually an app that I still don't know how to pronounce. It's either Zagat or Zagat, depending on who
Zagat.
You ask.
I believe it's Zagat.
I think a New Yorker corrected me years ago because that's where it started.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll just go with Zagat.
I could be wrong.
And the iPad app is Zagat to Go, and it's $9.99. Now, this is also an iPhone app. And I don't know, what is Zagat on Android as well?
That's a good question. I don't know. Let me check. I used to be ruthlessly loyal to Zagat. Like 2001,
yeah.
First internet boom, lived and died by it, and I abandoned it like in 2005. And I can't tell you why. I used to pay for a membership. Like I was totally Mr. Zagat.
Well, you just, I don't know. I guess started finding other things that worked for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think Yelp emerged, and I really kind of, you know, it kind of went from, because Zagat sometimes had a little bit of an attitude, depending on their reviews and stuff like that.
Zagat definitely is coming from a specific place. So for anybody who may have come into restaurant reviews and sort of city guides late in the game, you might not know Zagat. They were these little books. Well, they're not that little, but they're these books that originated as sort of like New York, the definitive place to know the cool places and to know what's not cool and why. And everybody had them, and they gradually got bigger and were introduced to more cities.
And they do ratings. It was like a big deal if a restaurant got Zagat rated. They had the sticker in the window.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
like,
they still
do. We're in Zagat's.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
we're really the first ones to do that.
Yeah, and so many of you might go, oh, yeah, I remember the Zagat books back in the analog days when people still had books. Well, they are online, and they're on the iPad, and it's a $10 app, but it's a cool one. One of the cool things about it is that, before I get into this, is that you can actually choose to download Zagat offline. So you actually get the book with the iPad app. So if for any reason you're like, well, yeah, I don't know about this interface, you've already got the book if you pay for it. So that said, I've got that turned off. So it's obviously using location to know that I'm in Petaluma right now, and it's telling me what stuff is around here. So if I just want to go into my book view, I've got Della, Fattoria, downtown. Leo loves that place. And it'll give what Zagat does that's really weird is they use a lot of quotation marks.
those reviews.
It's just weird. Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. Devotees of its magnificent bread, love this quaint bakery in downtown Petaluma where the pricey, eclectic gastronomic delights include sandwiches made on fresh baked loaves. I don't know what that's all about, but anyway,
I'm never going to not be able to read those without that intonation now.
You're welcome. And so on and so forth. So these are all of the areas that are close to us in Petaluma right now. But let's say that I want to take a trip, you know, and so here's some metro areas that are popular. So we'll just choose Atlanta because it's up at the top there. And what Zagat will then do is load up Atlanta. So it's a map. I've got map view. I've got the book view that we were just looking at. And then I have details view, which is if I want to actually get a little bit more information about Kevin Rathbun's steak, for example. I would just go ahead and click into the details area. This might be more interesting to you, Ron, than it is to me.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is the rating, the stats, some features. You know, it gives you a power scene is the steakhouse. So it's like maybe where, you know, powerful people go after work, you know, when they're still wearing their suits and this and that. So anyway, you get the idea. Zagat is really good. It's you know, I say it's good for visiting a new city, but it's also good for your own city. I mean, it's
well, I mean, it's like I said, it was it's been around. You said it's been around for years, and it's that curated opinion of restaurant reviews. And like I used to use it for the the quality of the food and the money guidelines. Because
right.
it's like you're going out to eat, how much you want to spend? Do I want a $30 meal, $20 meal, $50 meal?
Exactly.
They do really good for nailing down exactly how much it will be, but it is curated in that it's food critics.
Right.
And whereas opposed to something like Yelp is the community and that sort of thing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the problems with, you know, we've talked about the Yelp app, which actually isn't optimized for the iPad yet, but it's something that I use a lot. But you gotta be careful because the Yelpers, anybody yep. can sign up for a Yelp account
exactly.
and write a bad review.
And when was the last time you were like, that was so great, I'm going to write a good review?
Never.
Exactly.
The only time I write Yelp reviews is when I'm very upset about something.
When you have something to complain about. Yep.
Exactly, like the Volkswagen dealership on South Venice Boulevard.
For example.
If you ever want to read a scathing review, I'm there. But anyway, so that's the God. Again, it's $10. If you're a God fan and for some reason you don't have this app, you'll love it. Yeah. If not, it might be something that's a good Yelp alternative for you. If you, you know, if you're going to go visit London in the cards, or if you know, if you live in a city and you think, I've never really, you know, I don't know, visited this particular neighborhood. I actually looked up Hayes Valley just to see.
I
felt like Zagat was right on par with all of the, you know, all the restaurants that came up in the neighborhood.
Sure.
I visited them all.
Yeah.
And I felt like they had the right feedback and
it was
the right criticism.
Jived with your opinion,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
So they've got coverage in nearly every city. I can't think of a city that they don't have a book or a guide,
right.
especially with the website and stuff like that. So
maybe not Missoula, Montana.
Possibly not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe.
I haven't checked. If you are in Missoula and you can prove us wrong, please write to iPadToday@twit.tv. Next one I want to talk about is Groupon. No one's ever heard of Groupon. Groupon's never been discussed before.
Ever?
Never. No, it's very little known.
It's not very popular, really.
Google's not interested in it at all.
No, it's not worth anything, really. That's what I've heard.
So Groupon, if you don't get our jokes, of course, just very famously turned down, what it was, a
$4 billion.
$6 billion, I thought
it
was.
$4 billion
offer, acquisition offer from Google. And they provide daily coupon guides. So again, I'm back into Atlanta. I'm very interested in Atlanta. I've never been there. So
Atlanta's very nice, actually.
Yeah, I've never been.
Peachtree Street.
Well, it's not very nice right now. They're having an ice storm.
Oh,
so
are
I
they
hear.
Really? Oh,
yeah, it's kind of a big deal. The South is getting hammered.
I have no idea. I'm in a bubble.
I know. So the idea with Groupon is, and the reason that I think it's a good city guide is like, okay, let's say I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow and I'd like to maybe go out and save a little money because I'm on a budget. So, for example, today's special is $17 for $35 worth of tapas and drinks at Loca Luna. There you go. All right. And if I go to some of the other deals, if I wanted to get some laser hair removal treatments while I'm vacationing in Atlanta.
You got a layover
in
Atlanta.
Who doesn't really? You know, then I've got that. Obviously, it's not just limited to Atlanta. Groupon is all over the place, and that's why Google wants to buy them, because they're everywhere.
The localized coupon business, I mean, it's like one of those ideas where you're just like, why didn't I think of that? I mean, like, and there's a bunch of other, you know, services that are doing it, whether it's Groupon or Living Social or whatever, but being able to pick your city, get these offers every day. I'm addicted to Groupon. I mean, I get the little email and it's
fantastic. Are you using Groupon regularly?
Well, here's the thing. I'm buying a lot of deals. I'm not remembering I have them.
Yes.
Like I got,
because that's the thing about Groupon is you buy it, but you don't have to do it that day.
Right, exactly.
You've got 30 days or whatever.
But
it
also goes into the old gift certificate thing, which is where I used to work at a record store, and we had a stack of unclaimed gift certificates, like $25,000 worth of gift certificates.
And I think Groupon is acutely aware of people's habits.
I'm absolutely sure.
You know?
I mean, it was 50% off at Chez Papa in San Francisco. I was like, oh, wow, that's a great French restaurant. I'll get that. And it expires December 31st, 2010. Oh, shoot, that's expiring soon. I should go.
Exactly.
I just reminded myself. Excellent. Take a note.
So if I want to go to El Paso, Texas, for example, and, you know, I might for Twit.
Sure.
We might be in El Paso after we're in Austin in March. Maybe I'll just hop over to Aruba Tan and get an $18 airbrush tan. It's a very good deal, Ron. Anyway, so Groupon is also, you know, it's one of those things where you go, yeah, I'm familiar with Groupon, but you might not think of it as a guide when you're going somewhere else, and you should, because they're, you know, again, they're everywhere.
That's a clever way of looking at it.
I'm glad you feel that way. Now, the next and the best app that I want to discuss today. Now, where is it here? Airbnb is the easiest way to think of it is a hotel alternative.
Yep.
Where somebody has a studio or an apartment, either they live in it or maybe it's something that, I don't know, they don't use it that much, or they moved in with their girlfriend. For whatever reason, they can get a little cash by renting it out for a few days or a month or this or that. Airbnb is very, very popular in certain cities. Paris happens to be one of them.
Oh.
So when we were in Paris, we did.
Wow.
Yeah. So if I just, I'm just looking in one of Airbnb's collections right now. Paris happens to have a collection, but you could just search via city or search via, you know, wanting to get away to, you know, something on the beach, or let's say you only have $100 that you can spend per night. So this is an apartment. $99 a night in Paris.
That's amazing.
You couldn't get, I mean, you couldn't get a corner on a block with pee on it for $99 a night in Paris. Paris is very expensive.
Jeez.
And it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful apartment. And, you know, so you can just, so I'm just going ahead and scrolling through these
Photography is great, and that's so key, because like when if you're going to stay at somebody's house,
right?
Like a lot of times it's those bad like eBay amateur photography photos, and you're like, oh, I don't want to stay there, but these look amazing.
Well, you know what's weird about it too is that, I mean, this is all user based. I mean, it's not as if Airbnb is going and doing photo shoots at anybody. Yeah, so let's say I'm interested in this one, for example. So I look and I look at the description. So let's look and see if this is kind of what I'm interested in. It's okay. It's close to, you know, Bastille and the Marais. The Marais is great. 5-minute walk to the Metro Saint-Mandé. That's very nice. Okay. So I've got all of that information. And you can get some property details. There's map views. Some of them have street views. Some of them don't, because they don't want you to know exactly where it is. And it gives you information about the host. Now, this host, this is really important. Her response rate is 100%, meaning any inquiry that she's gotten about her property, she's answered.
So the higher, the better.
Because you don't want to deal with a flaky person.
Right.
And that's something that people have an issue with Airbnb is like, well, I don't know.
Hotel, you're guaranteed someone's going to be at the desk.
Right. And they're on the hook. If they screw up, you can yell and moan and, you know, this and that. So, and then you can, again, scroll through photos. Airbnb is great. I've spent more time than I'd like to admit just looking at places that I'm never going to go. You know, like
that's amazing.
This beautiful villa in Greece. It's $1,000 per night. I mean, they're not all super affordable.
Yeah.
But the idea is a hotel alternative. And usually it's for people who think not only do they want to save money, but, you know, maybe they want to have a kitchen and cook and,
how does the transaction actually go? Like, do you meet the person at the place? They give you the keys?
Not always. Oh, we never met the guy whose apartment that we stayed in.
Was it just under the mat, the keys? Or like,
I mean, what you do is there is a fee. Airbnb makes money off of, you know, a fee for a transaction. And then depending on the person who's renting out the apartment, this guy needed a security deposit, which was refunded as soon as we were done. And he saw that we didn't, you know, set the place on fire.
Yeah.
And he said, here's the code for the building. Here's the code for, there were two doors into the building, sort of into the foyer and into the main building. And then here's where I'm going to hide the key.
Oh, wow.
And it was where he said it would be. And
That's amazing.
Got in and we lived there.
Oh, my God. Did you go through his stuff?
There wasn't really any stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that's why
I'm staying in someone else's house. I'm going to go look.
That's the one thing about Airbnb that I think, they definitely tout it as, this is my apartment.
Right.
And I'm going to rent it to you. And there's a charm in that for certain people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these apartments are never lived in by the person that's renting it out.
So it's a pure profit kind of generation.
It's a pure profit kind of a thing. Yeah. But I mean, if you, I don't know what his story is, this guy that we, you know.
Under the mat.
In Paris. But I would assume that it was a studio, it was small.
Yeah.
It was nice, great neighborhood, but it was very small. If he owned the studio and he lived somewhere else, we're probably paying his mortgage.
Yeah, probably,
I mean, if he's getting people in and out on a regular enough basis.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like a Web 2.0 couch surfing type thing. You know, like the app and all that sort of stuff.
And not only can you rent out an entire apartment, but you could rent out a room. I mean, some people are not comfortable with that, but some people are. It's very much more like couch surfing, where it's like, I just want a place to crash.
Right,
you know, I don't want to spend a lot of money. So it is a great service, and obviously it's something that you want to think about before you go to a new place. But if you are going to a new city and you know you're going to need to pay for accommodation, please, I beg of you to check it out, because it's a beautiful app. It's free.
That's very cool.
You know, there's really nothing that I don't like about it, except that, again, you just kind of have to go on the pictures.
I love the alternative use of the apps. Like, okay, so it's a free app, so you're not putting anything out there. You're paying when you rent the room. But like you said, you spent far too much time browsing properties. And like, that's not what the app's intended for.
Right.
But that's what you're using it for, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah, it is fascinating. It's like browsing Craigslist.
Yeah.
You know, I just moved into a new apartment and I look at rentals on Craigslist all the time. Why do I do that? Because I'm a crazy person. I don't have a good reason.
Real estate porn. Nothing wrong with that.
Right, exactly. So, Ron, I know that you, we talked about city guides beforehand, and I know that you have an app as well.
Yes. I believe you talked about it already on the show. So,
but, yes. Which is, we have, but not in this context. So I'm curious to see how you are using.
Well, yeah. When you talked about city guides, the app I thought of immediately was called 1,000 Places. 1,000 Experiences.
1,000 Experiences, and which is a Lonely Planet.
Which is a Lonely Planet. And so if you're not aware of Lonely Planet, Lonely Planet, like Zagat and like Fodor's and stuff like that, is a travel guidebook.
Right.
But they tend to kind of, at least from the books I've read, they tend to err on the side of the adventure of travel and extreme travel and things like that. But I thought it was really interesting because they don't position 1,000 experiences like a travel guide or like a city guide. Rather, it's these 1,000 experiences around the world that you can do. And I thought the interface of the application really utilized the tablet format and the iPad format really, really well, in that you get this deck of cards.
Right.
And what you can do is you can tap on the deck of cards. Excuse me, I'm doing this backwards, so bear with me.
I know. And I've really set you up for failure here.
No,
you're
I'm
doing
a pro.
Great.
I can handle it. I've been podcasting for years.
It's true.
And so what happens is that you can scroll through these different kind of topics, and there are these different cards with interesting things that you can do. So, for example, you know, you get coolest working holiday jobs.
Ooh, neat.
Or nothing else. Most beautiful town squares. And you tap on the card, and it pulls up a picture of it, and then you can check out the information. And basically what it does is it gives you information. So this is in France. Look at that. There you go. Nancy, France. With my New York
Nancy
accent. And it tells you what you can do in that city. And for me, it was less about, okay, I'm going to France. What can I do? It'd be, you know, you can search and find it. But it's inspirational. And it's like the kind of thing where now, as I'm getting into my 30s and I've done, you know, like I've traveled the U.S. I've been lucky enough to go to Brazil and to go to Europe and things like that. Now I'm looking for, okay, what's the trip I would never think of?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like where cliff diving in Acapulco or something. I don't know. It was this random kind of crazy stuff or a great little cafe in St. Petersburg, Russia that I would never, you know. It's,
absolutely.
It's kind of like, you know, and it's honestly, they're doing all the legwork. They've got people out there traveling.
A lot of folks. Yeah, freelance folks. I've met many of them who are writing, you know, little hostel reviews.
Yep.
Not mean hostel as in hostel that you stay in reviews around the world.
What I love about this one is not only the photography, again, using that display and using that the wonderful
it's
view.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but then
I mean,
you know,
iPad stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Then playing with it is just like, you know, you're sliding stuff over, you're going from there, you know, it's like, it's just super cool. Anytime things flip and move and stuff like that, I'm totally all about it. And this one, it's got video, and they just do a really good job of, you know, so many people are taking their brands and taking their products and spinning apps just to be on the platform.
Right.
And I always get disappointed when you download one of those. And this one really, I think, brought across the Lonely Planet experience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 1,000 experiences. So this is, it's your city guide for the city that you might not have thought of yet.
Exactly.
But
or when you're at your desk and you just want to get away and you get lost in.
Let's go to the Red Square. Let's go to the Red Square and not be here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I hate this meeting.
Yeah.
You know how much I love meetings.
Oh, I know you do.
Ron and I used to work together at Revision 3, and
yes.
I was known as a meeting hater, for lack of a more
which is fair. I mean, a lot of times meetings can go on and on and on.
Everyone has their feelings about meetings, but we just gave you, and by the way, 1,000 experiences is $3.99. It's actually on sale right now. I'm not sure what it is normally. I think $5.99.
I think $6.99. I think it was like 50% off or something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, for a limited time, but you know, if you're watching it soon after we release this, then hopefully $3.99 still stands. Really good price.
Go get it now while you can.
So we've got Zagat, we've got Groupon, we've got Airbnb, and we've got 1,000 experiences, and those are your city guides. So. Thanks for that, Ron.
My pleasure.
You've done very well.
I try.
You're very...
Well, you picked a topic that I could talk to, thank you.
It's good stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's fresh in my mind, too, just having come back from a trip. So, if you want the links to all the apps that we mentioned, you know where to go, but I'll tell you anyway, visit iPad Today at twit.tv/IPT. That's also where you can subscribe to our shows. You know, if you don't watch us live, that's okay. You can subscribe for free. Subscribe sometimes is a word that confuses people. You don't have to pay us anything. we want you to watch for free. You can watch past episodes. You can get caught up. Maybe you missed something. Episode 21 was a really good one, so I hear anyway. And of course, a quick reminder that if you're not watching live, if you're watching live, you already know this, but if you're not, we record iPad Today live on Thursdays at 4 p.m., 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 Pacific. And we're frequently late, and hopefully that makes us more lovable. And if not, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. We'll try harder next week. If you've got an app idea of your own, shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv. We love your suggestions, and we use them constantly. So keep those emails coming. Ron, are you a audiobook listener?
I am.
Are you?
I am.
Are you listening to anything right now?
Currently right now, no. I'm a podcast listener as well. So yes. I kind of feel like they're the same thing. So
right
now I'm obsessed with the podcast. So I've been listening to that a lot.
Yeah, but so
I listen to the audiobooks though. I have recently.
So. Yeah, because some people go, audiobooks, I don't know.
Long drives,
to have that thing on a page.
Flights. Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I mean, like when you know, I love to drive. I drove up here from San Francisco and you know, listen, you know, pop something in, listen to it, and kind of get lost in the trip and have someone. And the best, what I love about the audiobooks is just the voices and the character actors. And
right, like because it lets your imagination go to places that you don't always get when you're, you know, it's kind of like when you're reading a book, it's like, what is my internal voice? Well, I don't have one.
I'm not a voice guy. Like, I know people who read books and they give characters the voices and stuff in their head.
Really?
Yeah, they do. I don't. Everything's in my voice. That's kind of boring. I'm sick of me. So,
right, yeah. So well, you know, if you haven't already heard of it, I think you'd be a great candidate for Audible.com.
I'm a member.
Are you?
Yes, of course.
Well, then I don't need to tell you how great Audible is, but maybe if you don't know how great Audible is, then you need to listen to Ron and me because we're on to something because Audible is it's the place for audiobooks. You know, if you want an audiobook, I almost guarantee you that it's here because they have over 75,000 downloadable titles. I mean, fiction, nonfiction, you might say, well, you know, they might have Harry Potter, but they don't have this, I don't know, Ron Richards biography. Well, they probably do.
Someday.
Yeah, maybe. If somebody had written it, it would be on Audible. You know, periodicals, you can listen to the Washington Post or Audible. It's more than you think it is. And if you're a member, you already know this. And if you're a viewer and listener of iPad Today, and guess what? If you just listened to that sentence, you are. Audible is offering a free audiobook. You can download an audiobook right now for free. You don't have to pay anything. Any audiobook of your choice. So, I mean, pick Shogun. That's a really long book. The whole thing is for free. If you want it right now, you just go to audiblepodcast.com/iPadToday. That's our offer code. And we love Audible. We thank them for sponsoring the show. They've been a regular sponsor for a while now. And they're just lovely. So thank you, Audible. Again, that URL is audiblepodcast.com/iPadToday. Download Shogun. Give it a whirl. I don't know who narrates that.
Oh, who wrote Shogun?
James
something,
Clavell?
Right? I think, yeah.
James Clavell?
James Cavell, maybe?
Am I thinking of something else? Well, I don't know. Anyway.
No, yeah, and it was a TV miniseries too, right?
Which I didn't see.
Right. No, my mom watched it.
I actually haven't read Shogun, so maybe I should
James Clavell. You were right.
James Clavell. There
you
go. All right, good. Yeah. So I should take my own advice and listen to it on Audible.
The epic novel of Japan.
I'd probably get through it quicker on Audible. That's another thing, too, is I know those people are out there because I'm one of them who've got a book and they've maybe like one chapter in and it's like, you just have to set some time aside. Yep. We all have these times in our day when we're either commuting or somehow incapacitated. We can put on our headphones. We can get through the book a little bit faster.
I just want to carry stuff with me. I don't want to carry a book with me anymore. I just want to take the
They're
iPad.
Heavy.
Yeah, take the iPod, take the iPad,
mm-hmm.
go with it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So thanks, Audible. We love you. Now's the time of the show where we talk a little bit about stuff that's been going on over the last week. You know, there's so much iPad news, iOS news in general. Yep. That's always coming out. And so we try to highlight at least a few things that were kind of fun for us. First of all, you mentioned Android tablets in the beginning of the show and that you haven't really seen anything that's enough of an iPad competitor to make you want one.
Yeah, and although the promise of next year is supposedly next year is the year that it's going to break. You know?
Well, and you know this apparently is true for Microsoft as well because Nick Bilton over at New York Times says, according to people who are familiar with Microsoft plans at CES, which is just, it's the week after New Year's, Steve Ballmer is expected to announce a number of Microsoft devices built by Samsung and Dell, some other manufacturing partners. So we don't have all the information yet. What where do you stand on the whole Windows?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a hater. I'm all right at Microsoft. I'm cool with it. If they want to do something, that's fine.
Right.
I feel like, isn't this the exact same story from last year's CES?
Well, I don't know.
Wasn't there Microsoft has that, they had that double-sided tablet and all that. I feel like Microsoft's been giving the promise of tablet computing because Gates has been obsessed with it for years. And every year they're like, we've got a tablet, and it just never comes to fruition. So I saw this and I'm like, oh, again? Really? Again?
So this is, I mean, my initial reaction, because I'll be at CES, will you?
I won't. I'm skipping.
You won't
this
be at CES.
Year.
No. So I'll be there. So I'll, we'll find out soon enough if there are iPad competitors to be seen, or at least to be announced at CES. But yeah, it's the kind of thing where I think, if it's a wonderful tablet that somehow makes my iPad seem archaic, or
if they figured it out, but honestly, have you played with the Windows 7 phone?
I have.
So do you think that extended to a tablet environment would make that any better? It was definitely an interesting take.
I sense that your Windows Phone 7.
I haven't used one enough to really honestly. It's easy to poke fun at it.
I'm in the same camp. I actually think that the Windows 7s are real nice looking.
Yep.
I like the UI. I think it's interesting. It's not very intuitive for me because again I'm just so iOS heavy right now that anything that deviates from that I'm like, this is not how I do things.
Right.
But I kind of like the idea of the Windows Phone being a bigger experience because, in a way, some of the scrolling on the phone annoys me a little bit because the phones are so small.
That was my thought. Yeah, the screen on the phone was so small that I was going up and down, left, and I didn't really know where I was.
Right.
And, admittedly, I got to play with the apps a little more and better understand it, but maybe that works better on a bigger screen. Maybe it flows a little better. I just love their whole advertising campaign with that phone, which is just like, put your phone back in your pocket. You don't want to be like, it was like,
that's
really?
That's the one thing I don't get is, they're saying that because of this phone, you will be looking at it less.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point is that we're getting all over. I don't know.
Anyway, but we've been to the same dinners where everyone's sitting there on their phones, and so we can.
I just spent 10 days in Paris, and I looked at my phone an awful lot of the time,
sure.
Or I took pictures on Instagram and this and that.
But I'll be curious to see what these tablets are running, and if they.
Yeah.
And thing is that it. I mean, like when they announced that double that remember that book one and the Quill or it was called or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And it never came. It was like an R&D thing. Never came out. They do some. They think out of the box at Microsoft. Give them that.
So, right. Well, we will know soon enough. I mean, I think one thing's clear is that the iPad is just going to have more and more competition and more reasons for people to get into the tablet world because I tell you guys, for anyone who doesn't have one yet, they are fun.
Yep.
Couple quick notes new in the App Store. Flipboard. Flipboard's gotten a nice update. Flipboard, we've talked about it on the show in the past. What Flipboard has, it has quite a few new features, but the most notable is Google Reader, Flickr integration, and then better integration from Twitter and Facebook, where you can, if you're a really good organized Facebook user and you've got, your old high school friends organized into one group that's different from your work friends, that's different from your industry friends, you could choose to follow just the photos of your high school friends, for example. So, it gives you a lot more control over your Flipboard environment. So that's good. Google Voice now on the iPad. What's weird about that is that people go, yeah, cool, cancel my AT&T service. Well, it's still not a phone.
Yeah.
You can't make calls.
You can use it to trigger a call to your phone. You can say the click to call, which is weird.
Click to call. Yeah, there's a feature with Google Voice on the iPad where you say, I want it to call this other phone that I have hooked up to my account.
Are you a Google Voice user?
I am.
Okay. Well, are you a hardcore user or you just have it?
I just have it.
If you've got all your voicemails and all your text messages coming through Google Voice, then you can still access them in the app. You can respond to them.
Exactly.
You can do stuff like that.
Right.
Because honestly, who really wants to talk on the phone anymore?
And the texting will work.
Yes. Yeah.
The iPad app will allow you to text, which is not part of a data plan. So there you go. So that alone is a really great reason to check that out, Google Voice on the iPad. So limited uses, but better than no Google Voice at all, especially, again, like you said, if you're a hardcore user. Time now to feature a few of our iPad stars of the week. Ron, you might not know this, but we have got, shall we say, a rabid fan base of iPad/animal lovers.
I'm not surprised.
On our show.
Yeah.
Now, Leo has told me in the past, why don't we lighten up on the cat pictures? But since he's not here, and since I know how much you like cats, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to mesh the two and really let our viewers shine. So this first one comes from David DeFranco, who wrote in to tell us that Shane the Cat particularly enjoyed iPad Today episode 21 because we highlighted some shopping apps on that episode, and Shane may be a compulsive shopper.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's orange, and you know what they say about orange cats on Gingham.
They're the big shoppers? I wasn't aware of that one. That old adage.
Yeah, I made that up. Next, these are not animals, but they're very cute. Jonathan and Lily. This is Jonathan and Lily on Grammy's iPhone and iPad. So they're iOS freaks, obviously.
I got to admit, I the other day I was in my friend's store in Hayes Valley, and there was a guy there with his 18-month-year-old.
Yeah.
18-month-old,
yes.
And she was playing with the iPad, just going through Gabba Gabba and doing it like... Not even 2 years old, totally using it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. We get a lot of videos and photos from folks saying, I have the most smart grandchild, you know, or my kid or this or that. I mean, kids love this stuff, and it's, you know,
it's completely intuitive for some reason.
Right. And you can touch it. And, you know, kids love to put their grubby germ carrier hands on things.
And it makes you wonder how much, you know, training we have that where it's like, oh, I got to figure this out, you know, from using keyboards and stuff like that, where they're a blank slate. And so, like, it's just, they're the future.
Right.
I believe the children are our future.
Well, we need to teach them well and then let them lead the way. I mean, as long as we can do that, then we've got something. Thanks to Jonathan and Lily's Grammy, Mary, for sending in that adorable picture. I think they're probably future Apple executives if they're getting started this early. Finally, we're going to the aviary because Julie and Kisa Marie, two African gray parrots from Mount Juliet, Tennessee, also love me, Ron.
Wow.
See how much?
You're big with the birds.
I am big with the birds. I love birds. I used to have a cockatiel as a kid.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. No.
Not an African gray parrot. They're really lovely. Thanks to Edward Sears for sending in this pic. Edward also wanted to point out that Kisa Marie, before she was adopted, had been plucking out her feathers.
Wow.
She's the one a little bit farther away from the iPad. Yeah. But now, since she's watching podcasts and feeling very loved at her new home, they are growing back.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
It's a feel-good story.
It is a feel-good story. That is the first, at least that I can think of, and apologies if I've missed any bird pictures, iPad pictures in my inbox, but I believe that's the first African gray parrot sighting that we've had on the show. Wow. So this is a momentous occasion for us. Before we get into some of our viewer feedback, want to thank our second sponsor, and that one is Slingbox. Ron, do you have a Slingbox?
I don't have a Slingbox, but I've always wanted one.
Because they're awesome.
Super cool.
Because you can just go wherever you want.
And watch your TV.
You can
watch
go down to Sauce.
Yep.
You love that restaurant.
I do. I'm a big fan of the Sauce.
You can bring your iPad because now there's a Sling app for the iPad. It's $30 and it's amazing.
It's perfect.
And you can watch your TV from Sauce while eating your favorite dish at Sauce. What is your favorite dish at Sauce?
I have a soft spot in my heart for the mac and cheese, but that's off the menu right now. But the fried chicken right now is amazing. So
mac and cheese is not on the menu right now.
It's in the appetizer section now. They moved it to a appetizer, to a smaller kind of portion.
Oh, but you can get the bigger portion if you want it?
I could.
Interesting. Well, you know what I like about Sauce is that, because I don't eat bacon, but they'll hold the bacon no problem.
Oh, yeah. No,
Chef, always get
Chef
the
Ben and the Kell Kitchen staff, everyone knows this is a restaurant in our neighborhood in Hayes Valley.
We both really like.
But
Ron likes it more. You went there for Thanksgiving.
I went there for Thanksgiving, yeah. It was great.
That's hardcore.
It was very hardcore. Well, I know the owners and stuff. Yeah,
right, but so it was like friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I was there with friends and stuff like that. But the food is amazing. I took a friend of mine who was vegan and just mentioned to the waitress, and Chef Ben came out and talked to her and was like, well, okay, what do you want? I could do this for you. Had stuff that wasn't even on the menu, made her this great dish.
You would not think of Sauce as a good place for vegans.
But exactly.
That's a good restaurant where they can accommodate just about everybody. So
this became to a commercial for Sauce. I hope Chuck appreciates this.
But you're there with your Sling player. I mean,
I'm with my Sling box.
anybody who's already got a Sling box, if you've got an iPad, you need the Sling app because it will change your life. We all know how great it is to watch videos on our iPads, and now you can watch your TV on your iPad. I mean, talk about a good holiday gift. I mean, if you're not familiar with Sling box, what you want to do is you want to go into Best Buy, get a demo. There's also a demo at slingbox.com. The idea is you get this box. It's like a small cable box. You hook it up to your TV, your internet connection, DVR, what have you. You can not only watch shows that are live from wherever you may be. Maybe you have to go on a business trip. You got to go to Missoula, Montana. and you want to watch your local news, you can do that. All you need is Sling Box. Or you can, you know, something that's on your DVR. You've got six unwatched episodes of The Walking Dead.
You can access it.
You can access all of that. Sling Box is great. It's like magic. If you think what I'm telling you seems impossible, it's possible. All you need is Sling Box.
This would have helped me when I was a teenager, when I locked myself in my mom's best friend's daughter's room to watch Twin Peaks when we were over their house for dinner. And it's time to go home. And I said, no, Twin Peaks isn't over yet.
Yeah.
I could have just gotten in the car with the iPad and we could have drove home and we wouldn't have had a family incident.
Right. And
in 1991.
And the Sling iPad app is so cool that, I mean, you can treat it just like a DVR. You can pause, you can rewind.
And the travel aspect is great. I mean, like, how many times, I mean, you know, if you are a big TV watcher and you got to wait till you get back and it loads up. And once you miss a couple episodes, you know, like, Lord knows, I'm like 8 episodes back in Gossip Girl. And so, it's just, you know.
Gossip Girl is still on.
Yes, it is. Season 3 or 4?
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like it's been on longer than that. I don't watch Gossip Girl, so
you're missing out.
It's easy for me to make fun of it without really knowing what I'm making fun of.
Understood.
Sling Box, we love them. It is truly the best way to keep up on all. If you're a TV lover, you got to have Sling Box.
Holidays, Christmas gift.
You got to have it. Now it's on iPad, so they could not be a better partner for us. We thank them so much for sponsoring iPad today. We love you, Sling Box.
Now the chat room's tearing me apart for being a Gossip Girl fan.
Oh, they love it. I bet half of those guys are watching Gossip Girl every week on whatever channel it's on. I'm not really sure. WB?
The CW.
I'm way back. Going into some viewer feedback. First one comes from Sean Pointer, who says, hey, gang, I thought you might like to see how me and my sweetheart are using our iPad this holiday season. Love the show. Jammer B, let's give everybody a hint. iLog, Yule Pad, Fire OS.
Clever.
Do you see where I'm going with that?
I do.
It's a Yule Log. You know how everyone knows the Yule Log that's on like their local channel 13 that just plays in a loop every holiday season. The highlight of holiday season. I know what our local channel is. It's KICU.
Yep.
The Yule Log is actually on for anybody who lives in the Bay Area. It's back. And this is actually Sean's version of the Yule Log.
That's genius. That's
awesome. Because, so they've got the, look at them. They've already got presents at their hearth. I mean, my gosh, talk about Christmas show-offs.
My favorite is, I spend the holidays in New York, and they run the Yule Log on Channel 11 there on the CW. And it's the old 60s one, so you see the moment the film loops.
That's funny.
And like it zooms into the fire, and then it zooms out, and then it skips, and then it zooms back.
And you kind of watch it, hoping that you'll see.
Yeah, the loop you want to see the jump.
That makes you feel a little bit better.
And last year, like it's in HD. I was like, how's it in HD?
Anyway,
but okay, fine.
But
that's awesome.
The Yule Log run has jumped straight to iPad land, I don't think that there'll be any loop or jump.
I don't think so. I like Yule Pad. That's the one.
Yule Pad.
I think iLog sounds a little.
iLog sounds like
a blog,
a little borderline. Like a bathroom app or something.
Well, you could have gone there.
Yeah, I did.
I see why.
I just went there.
Yeah.
So we'll go with Yule Pad. Thanks for that, Sean. You guys look like you have a really nice house, and hopefully you gave each other really nice presents for Christmas. We have a voicemail. Jim in Birmingham, Alabama, wants some sort of a Net Stumbler-ish alternative.
Thing. Hello, Sarah and Leo. This is
interesting,
Jim from Birmingham, Alabama.
A desire.
Don't have an iPad yet, but I hope to get one before long. And when I do, I was wondering, is there a NetStumbler type of app for it? Something that will let me know all the Wi-Fi around me. Thank you.
Now, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that just before the iPad was released, because there were Wi-Fi scanners in the App Store, they were yanked.
I believe you're correct.
And I don't know, in the jailbreaking world, the story might be a little bit different, but I don't know that anyone can actually submit a Wi-Fi scanner, a NetStumbler type of a service, to the App Store anymore without it getting rejected.
That's like the little kind of gray area boundary zone of what, you know, Apple, as we all know, is super restrictive on what gets in there and
what
doesn't. Absolutely. And, you know, and I'm sure he has a good reason for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of, you know, IT professionals and stuff like that. I mean, like there are tools that can be misused, but for white hat reasons, you know, he'd want that. That's a good question. I don't know if there are any that are in there.
I don't either. Yeah. Chat room, I don't know. There's some No, I'm not seeing any suggestions in the chat room. Anybody at home knows of something that we're not thinking of, please write us in and we'll talk about it next week. But I think, Jim, what you want is something that is not currently possible. And of course, Apple always has these sort of vague reasons like, well, the iPad can't handle it or this or that.
Yeah.
But I don't think currently it would be... A legal proposition
to
get a Wi-Fi scanner on the iPad.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm sure there are ways around it. Like, you could, you know, I'm trying to think of what, you know, use a VNC to go into another machine that's running a Wi-Fi scanner and just use the iPad as a connection point to that, but that doesn't really help to be mobile.
So, right. I think he doesn't even have an iPad yet, and he's wanting something that's simple. He doesn't want to complicate. I mean, you don't buy an iPad in order to, you know, have to hook it up to something else. That's a complication that we just don't need. You've got an email from Sean, a voicemail from Jim. We, of course, want to hear from you. You have a variety of ways that you can get a hold of us. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail like Jim did. The number is 757-504-IPAD, I-P-A-D, or 4723, however you want to remember it. Or for extra points, you can always send us a video. We get a lot of videos from you. We can't always, we can't feature everybody, but we certainly can't feature as many videos as we get. But we love seeing them because we love seeing you guys and your birds and your grandchildren and your cats and your dogs. We're getting more and more dog pictures, so thank you for those. Didn't have any this week, but we'll have some next week. You can always send us questions, comments, ideas, anything. We just love the feedback. If you send us a video, make sure to upload the video somewhere, Flickr, YouTube, MobileMe account, whatever, and send us the link. That way we don't have to download anything. One last sponsor before we get to our AFCAPs, which is the very exciting part of the show. This is a new sponsor. We've never had Ford Sync sponsor iPad Today, so this is a momentous occasion as well. If you're not familiar with Ford Sync, Ron... It is awesome.
I'm aware of it. I've gotten the opportunity to play with it.
That's right, because Revision 3.
They also sponsor Revision 3 over there.
Because you've had kind of like a company Ford that you've been passing around lately.
Yeah, we've
had
a Ford Fiesta for a little while.
Right, I saw Prager rolling in
there. Yeah, it's pretty much Prager's. He's got the ownership of it, but right now I think he's got it. Yeah, but I've used it. It's cool, but the Ford Sync stuff is amazing.
Amazing because, I mean, I think anybody who spends any time in their car who also... you know, uses a mobile device at all knows that even if you're trying your very hardest to use your headphone, I mean, you still got to make that call. Text messages are coming in. It's very hard to ignore. It's very, very dangerous not to ignore it, right? So Ford Sync is a voice-activated system. You use your voice for everything. You can make calls. You can call your friends. You can answer your friends' calls. You can get directions. This is all voice activated, by the way. You can get real time, traffic alerts. If you Ford Sync, you can tell it what your normal route is, and if Ford realizes that there's an accident up ahead, it will reroute you. So you don't even have to think about it. You just kind of go, okay, let Ford lead the way. If you're ever in an accident and your airbags go off, Ford Sync will call 911 automatically. I mean, that's a really awesome feature. You can also, tell it to search through music. You want to listen to a certain Radiohead album.
The Bluetooth integration, it finds your iPhone and you just say play, play Radiohead and it'll start playing it. It's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Sync is standard in some Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury models just off the bat. It's optional on others, so be sure to check it out. Also, an exciting contest from Ford. This is cool. Listen up.
Very cool.
If you want to go to Madrid, Spain, which is a very cool city, actually I haven't been there, but I'd love to go, you and a friend can win a trip to test drive the all-new Focus that comes out in early 2011 and a donation from Ford of $10,000 to a charity of your choice. I mean, that's the most amazing thing, and you have to do barely anything. Okay, so to enter to win, you submit a video. You have until New Year's Eve, so December 31st, to do this. You just tell Ford what charitable cause you'd support and why. So if it's something that you're passionate about, make a video, 2 minutes or less. And what you do is you go to twitfordfocus.com. That's the URL. That's our special URL, so make sure that you use that. What it'll do is it'll send you to a Facebook page where you can upload the video that you've videoed,
created
and upload it. And, again, try to be creative, try to stand out, let them know why you're the right person. And then if you win, you and a friend can get a free trip to Madrid to test drive at Spain's National Institute for Aerospace Technology, which, you know, not having been there, it just sounds like a cool place.
Very cool. Very cool. Did you shoot a video? Did you submit one?
Well, I can't because I work here.
Ah, well, over at Region 3 we did. A bunch of the show shows, the Nation and Film Riot, they entered. And so you... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so they're all in it. So
we felt that it was a conflict of interest.
Well, charity. We're looking for charity.
Well,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Right.
We want that you money for charity water.
The charity. Yeah. Exactly. You probably would have to relinquish your trip to Spain.
I think there was some.
But the good news is, you know, sometimes, you know, these contests are only available, to, you know, within the U.S. or whatever. This is worldwide TWiT audience members. So anybody who's watching this or listening to this right now, you are part of this. Enter to win. URL again is twitforwardfocus.com. Be sure to mention TWiT. Let them know that we sent you here.
And take your iPad and your city guides and go to Spain. Go to Madrid.
Exactly.
There you go. See, bringing it back. Synergy.
It was good. It was good. I like that. Yeah. Ron, what? Yep. I'm going to grab you a hat. Do you see a hat
one,
over
actually.
There?
I brought a hat.
Yeah,
because you said there's.
Jeremy, you want to hand me my fez? Thank you very much. This is the part of the show where sometimes it's Leo and I, but today it's Ron and I, talk about our favorite app of the week.
I came with my hat.
What is your.
Mets hat.
Your Mets hat.
Yeah, that's my hat.
It's a nice hat.
Yeah,
you're a big Mets fan.
I am a big Mets fan. Yep.
Now, as far as New York goes, are you a Jets or a Giants fan?
I'm a Jets fan, although I'm not really big into football, but when I do, it's Jets.
And now why is that?
Because that's what my dad root for.
It's a legacy thing.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother-in-law. Yeah. It just kind of, I never really had a choice. I never had a choice with the Mets either.
That's just the way it is.
8 years old. Let's go
you're
to the baseball
fan.
Game. We went to the Mets game. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
yeah.
I love your hat.
Thank
it's
you.
A very
I,
good
I
hat.
I like your hat. It's very fancy.
thank you. Yet. Yes, this is our, this, the folks at Fezorama.
Nice.
That's fez-o-rama.com.
Cool.
Made these for us. Custom hats. This particular model is a small, which doesn't fit on my... Huge.
Oh,
well, I have a big
a fez
brain.
Is supposed to sit on top,
very
though.
Smart.
A fez isn't supposed to go all the way down.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so this
yeah.
is this
it looks,
is correct?
It looks good. Yeah, it looks
yeah
right.
with a little
yeah.
tassel
yeah,
when
does,
I graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, anyway, so these are our app caps. What we do, Ron, I know this is your very first iPad today, and we talk about our favorite apps. It doesn't have to be new. Just has to be something that you love.
Okay.
Often they're new because we look at new apps all the time. But mine, we'll start with me, and then you can trump me. Mine is cool because... it's new, but it isn't. All right, now where is this stupid thing? Okay, so here we are. CNN, and you might go, Sarah, CNN. CNN has had mobile apps out for a long time.
There's nothing new there. Yeah.
They sure have, but the CNN app for iPad is not only new, but what's cool about it is it's free, and CNN has decided along with this iPad app to make the rest of their mobile apps free.
That's awesome.
They weren't free in the past. In fact, some stats, 2 million downloads... since just over a year ago when the CNN app was $1.99. So 2 million downloads is like, that's a lot of downloads.
Yeah.
But you can tell that CNN was probably like, maybe we could get more downloads for less than
$2. Make it cheaper, yeah.
Make
exactly.
it cheaper. Yeah. So in around September, they lowered it to 99 cents, which indeed is cheaper. Now, I guess they didn't get enough downloads in that amount of time, so they've decided to go free. So, this
or
is-
did they get enough downloads and they made back? Because I'm doing quick math, and they made at least about 500,000 on this already. So,
well, but for CNN, I don't think 500,000 is
That's no small change, though.
Well, not to simple podcasters like
I'm
you
true.
And me,
yeah,
Ron
exactly.
Richards, perhaps. Anyway, the CNN app is, you know, what I like about it, and the reason that I'm highlighting it the most is because I love it when the services are offered. I'd like to think that CNN has thought about it and thought, we're going to reach more people by providing a free app than we would, providing an app for $2 or even 99 cents, especially when many of the news organizations are coming out with very interesting ways to roll out apps, but not a lot of free stuff.
Yep.
So this app is kind of what you would expect. I mean, it's CNN. CNN is, you know, very visual. I mean, if you watch them on TV, you're familiar with the way CNN works. They cover all sorts of stuff. It's, you know, it's breaking news. It's you know, Larry King. Well, actually, tonight is Larry King's last broadcast. But, you know, they cover news, entertainment, and weather and the whole thing. And besides the fact that it's sponsored by Lexus, which is probably a good reason why they can keep it free, you can just, you know, scroll through headlines. It's pretty intuitive. Here's a story about one of the Real Housewives ladies. You can comment from within the app as well. You can read other people's comments. I mean, it's intuitive. It's visual. There's multimedia. You can obviously watch videos from within the app itself. It's pretty much everything that you would see on CNN Let's go past this Lexus ad video in 1 second. There you go. It's pretty much everything that you would see on CNN. And this that's is cool probably because, a sad story that we don't want to watch right now.
I mean, that's great because, like, my friends make fun of me because I don't have cable. Like, I don't have TV at home.
Yeah. And
so I don't watch the news anymore.
What you would be seeing.
Exactly.
And it's more of an on-demand where you just, you know, you don't have to watch an hour of crap that you want.
And I could avoid the dreaded Nancy Grace. So.
Yeah, I'm not the hugest fan of her either because her hair scares me.
I don't think she's human.
Yeah.
I think she's some sort of Satan beast that's been bestowed to us to ruin our news experience. I'm sorry if you're fans of Nancy Grace. I don't want to offend anybody, but God, that woman
is. We all have our opinions.
Yeah, part of the reason
she's
why
not your cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the reason why I got rid of cable.
Well, the CNN app is great because, you know, I go to the gym in the mornings and CNN is just like on a TV and, you know, it's right in front of the treadmill that I like to use. You know, and I watch it and you get all your information, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's like not interesting to me. And then there's, you know, pockets of news that is interesting to me. And I'd much rather browse it this way because then I don't waste any
time. Just go right to the celebrity
news. Yeah. You know, if I'm not on a treadmill, I don't, you know, I like to be in control. So that's my app cap, CNN. It's free and it's lovely. Ron, what do you got?
Well, one of my favorite apps that I discovered this year helps me out because in addition to being on App Judgment at Revision 3, and in addition to doing all the other various millions of things I do during the day, I also do a lot of work in a lot of web development and things like that, and defining products. And one a exercise that we do a lot is called wireframing, where sometimes where you say, okay, when you're working with a designer or web designer, you say, okay, this is what I want to look like. This is what the general structure is.
Right.
iPad was a great way to work through that kind of thing. So I discovered this app called iMockups.
Okay.
Which basically is a wireframe editor on the iPad.
Wow.
And so what you can do is you've got all these, you know, this is your page and you've got these elements and on the side there's all a list of elements of things that you can do and they're common web design things. So you can have a browser or radio buttons or drop down buttons and you just click and drag and you put them down and it places it on the screen. And what you can then do is very quickly using your hands throw together a really good web design to give to a designer to go build.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, now what would be the software alternative that you think iMockups is closest to?
On the Mac, I use OmniGraffle, which is by the OmniCore, the people who do OmniFocus.
Right,
And that's like a flowcharty kind of wireframe tool. Before that, at my previous job, I used Visio, Microsoft Visio, which is this big flowchart kind of, you know. A lot of times those applications are really kind of burdensome, you know, because real people use them, like real flowcharters. Like when you see, like, I love they have all these stencils for like office design, like the chair and the desks and things like that. But for web stuff, we just need to say, okay, listen, you know, I think the header should go here, and the text should go here, and the nav should go over here.
Right.
And it's so often I'll have this idea in my head, and I'm like, oh, if I just had the tool where I can quickly sketch it out. And loading up OmniGraffle, it's great and it's really intuitive, but sometimes you're on the go, you have an idea, you're on the bus or something like that. Pull this up, a couple swipes of the finger, and you've got a solid web design.
Well, iMockups is also $6.99,
it's only $7 for a tool that you use as part of your job. If you work in web development, you can probably expense it, you know, or you can write it off.
My point is it's a lot cheaper than the software alternatives.
Oh, absolutely. And
I mean, I don't know what OmniGraffle is running these days, but I know it's not $7 cheap.
In $7 is a deal for this. Now, of course, it's got drawbacks. Like, there, you know, like you're limited by what you can do with your fingers, and you can't, you know, and so text entry, you're limited by the keyboard and things like that. If you're really doing detailed designs, you might want to move to the desktop and that sort of thing. But for a quick kind of collaborative kind of thing, you can export the designs as images, email them off, that sort of thing. It's great. It's really
perfect.
Cool.
It's the perfect on the go wireframing tool.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know your job well enough to know that this really would be helpful to you.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're recommending it's probably something that actually works.
My seal of approval.
iMockups. You can get the app at iMockups.com. Again, $6.99. Yep. So if you're in that market, it sounds like something that you need to have if you've got an iPad. Ron, we've come to the end of our show.
It went by so quickly.
I know it did. It did. That's it for iPad Today. Episode 24. So we can almost rent a car next week.
Yep.
Next week. We're close.
Can I take my hat off now?
We're close. Yeah, you can. That's it for iPad Today. Ron, tell everyone where they can find you. What's your story these days?
All right. To be real quickly, find me on Twitter at twitter.com/RonXO. Like I mentioned, I'm on App Judgment at Revision 3, revision3.com/appjudgment, doing mobile app review shows. I recently just left Revision 3. Love the folks over there, but I'm moving on. I'm joining a new company called Graphically, which also has an iPad and iPhone app. Maybe I'll come back later on and talk about that.
I'd love
it's a
that.
Digital comics app, and so you can read comics on your iPhone, iPad.
That's perfect for you.
And that also, they are also own a website that I created about 10 years ago called iFanboy, which is all about comic book culture. So that's at iFanboy.com, and we do podcasts there. You can listen to your podcasts on the iPad and all that sort of stuff.
You guys have been doing that for how many years now?
It's 10 years this January.
Holy crud. Yeah,
and podcasting, our five-year anniversary was
You are this, a true veteran. November.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's weird when you think about
it. Well, congratulations on your new gig, but you'll still be at App Judgment at Revision 3.
Yes,
so it's
yeah.
kind of the best of all worlds.
I can't get away. You know how
You've got your hands in everything that's interesting to
Basically,
you
I don't want to sleep. That's my whole thing. I just got to keep busy.
Well, you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, exactly.
So thanks so much for joining us. iPad Today, again, you can watch live at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays. The web address is twit.tv/IPT. And we'll see you next week. Ron, now you're supposed to howl. Oh! Just what we do. Bye, everybody.